This morning, I would like to discuss some questions regarding baptism.
今天早晨我们来讲一下关于受洗礼的问题。
The fathers of the early church, both East and West, in the early centuries, shared the same perspective.
早期东正教或者西部传统教会的领袖们都这样同享一个对洗礼的看法。
Humanity longs for the liberation from the tyranny of death, sin, corruption.
人类渴望从死亡、从罪恶、从堕落和魔鬼的捆绑中释放出来。
And this is only possible through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但只有从基督耶稣的生命、从他的死亡和复活里，我们才能得到解脱。
Only the compassionate advent of God in the flesh could accomplish our salvation.
也就是说，只有那道成肉身的神给我们用他充满怜悯的爱指出了出路之后，我们才能彻底的得以解脱。
Because only His love could conquer these enemies of humanity.
因为只有他的爱才能彻底征服人类的敌人。
It is impossible for all of us to imagine life outside the all-encompassing love and grace of God, who came Himself to rescue His fallen creation.
东正教会的人们，他们只有这样一个坚信的信条，就是神的恩典和怜悯解放了他人类的从让人类从罪里解放出来。
For the fathers of the early church, theology is above all about love.
对早期教会的教父来说，神学就是对神的爱的理解。
Death is a natural result of turning aside from God.
死亡是人远离神的结局。
Adam and Eve were overcome with the same temptation.That afflicts all of us.
亚当和夏娃就是这样被困扰人类所有人类的这样一个愿望所捆绑着。
To be autonomous, to go their own way, and to realize the fullness of human existence without God.
他们愿意自主、自立，想在没有神的信念里实现自己的价值。
Sin in the New Testament means falling short of the mark.
在新约圣经里，罪是说我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
And according to the Orthodox Fathers, sin is not a violation of an impersonal law or a code of behavior, but a rejection of the life offered by God.
对于早期教会的教父，他们认为罪不是因为我们违反了律法、人类所规定的规条，而是在我们想过那不尊神为大的生活下的结局。
This is the mark to which the word sin refers to.
这个就是那个条件，这个罪的条件指所说的意思。
Okay, thank you.But that's okay. Fallen human life is above all the failure to realize the God-given potential of human existence.
堕落的人类最大的问题就是在没有能够实现神对我们的期望。
As St. Paul writes, this is to become partakers of the divine nature.
就像使徒保罗在使徒彼得这样说，就是当人类与神的性情没有连接时候的展现，就是我们的罪。
Galatians 3:27-29 reads, For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise.
加拉太书三章二十六到二十九节这样说，你们因信基督耶稣，就是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，就是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 9 to 11 reads, Do not lie to one another.Since you have put off the old man with his practices, and you have now been clothed with the new man, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the one who created it.
哥罗西书三章九到十一节这样说，你们不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。
Here there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all.
在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在众人之内。
In the NET Bible, the footnotes on Colossians reads, Paul's point then is that Christians should take off their dirty clothing, which is the inappropriate behavior.And put on clean clothing, which is behavior consistent with knowing Christ. Because this has already been accomplished at the time of their conversion.
Next Bible 对哥罗西书这一段话有这样的注解。他说保罗在这里所指出的是说基督徒们当受洗的时候那一刻我们应当脱去我们旧的衣服就是我们旧的行为穿上新的衣服就是像基督那样新的行为和生命
And then except for Matthew chapter 26 verse 19 most New Testament formulas state that people are to be baptizedinto the name of Jesus.
很多圣经的新约的章节都这样说，我们应当受洗归入耶稣名下。
Now what does into the name of Jesus mean?
什么叫受洗归入基督名下呢？
During New Testament times, there were many bank documents speaking about deposits made into the name of somebody.
我们现在都知道，当我们存钱的时候，我们都要写这个支票存在谁的名下。
This means that the money is paid into that person's account.
就是说，这笔钱存到了这个人的账户里。
If this is the background, then into the name of Jesus would mean that the baptized person now belongs to Jesus. He is united with Christ.
从这个意义上理解，当我们受洗归入基督名下的时候，我们就与基督耶稣连接了，我们是他的人。
This may explain what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13. Now each of you are saying, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ.Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? To be baptized into the name of Paul would mean that an individual now belongs to Paul.
保罗在哥林多前书指责当时教会的分裂的状况，他这样说，你们这样，有些人说，我属于保罗。有些人说我属于阿波罗，我属于提多， 我属于基督，难道基督的身体就这样被你们分裂了吗？保罗为你们上十字架了吗？你们是受洗归入保罗名下了吗？不是的，因为我们都受洗归入了基督的名下。
To be baptized into the name of Paul would mean that an individual now belongs to Paul.
如果你说我受洗归入保罗，就是说你是我的人吗？
But Paul had not been crucified or raised in any way for them.
但是保罗我自己真的没有为你们任何一个人钉十字架，也没有为你们复活。
Others argue that Christian baptism is the Christian equivalent of circumcision in the Old Testament, which is a sign of the Old Covenant.
有些圣经学者说，基督徒的受洗在意义上有些相与犹太人的割礼相似。
This is especially true of those who accept the covenant theology of the Reformed tradition.
改革宗教派的他们对这新约的理解特别是重视这个讲法。
According to Presbyterian and Reformed Christians, this theological framework is important to the biblical case for infant baptism because it provides a reason for thinking that there is a strong continuity between the Old and the New Testaments.
基于这样的信条，长老会和改革宗的学者们都认为圣婴婴孩受洗很有必要性，它就与旧约中所提到的婴儿受割礼相似，表示着这个人从此归入基督了。
It provides a bridge linking the two testaments together.
就像受洗洗礼就像是旧约的割礼，这样连接把新约和旧约连接起来。
Covenant theologiansclaim that the New Testament book of Hebrews demonstrates that much of Israel's cultic worship has been replaced by the person and the work of Jesus Christ.
新约神学家们说，在就像在希伯来书所写的那样，以色列旧约式的宗教形式已经被基督耶稣的人和他的生活和他的工作也取代了。
The result is that some important forms of worship in the Old Testament have a New Testament equivalent.
许多在旧约里所写到的宗教仪式在新约里都有了被取代的方式。
The Passover festival, for example, was replaced by the Lord's Supper.
就像逾越节在新约里我们称它为主的晚餐来庆祝。
And there is compelling evidence to suggest that the Old Testament circumcision rite has been replaced by baptism.
有很多证据都说旧约的割礼与新约的洗礼相似。
In Corinthians 2:11-12, Paul writes, In him you were also circumcised.With a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, you have been buried with him in baptism.
在哥林多前书，哥罗西书二章，十一到十二节这样说，唯独
Maybe three. Try three. Sorry. In Christ, okay.
师牧师想说的这句想举的这些经文，就是说在基督里你们都受割礼了，并不是手术上的割礼，乃是在你们的行为上受的割礼，从此让你们的肉体与罪隔离。
Okay, I have to find this later. And in Peter's words in Acts chapter 2 verse 38 to 39 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, into the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传二章三十八节这样说，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫我们的罪得赦，就必受领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方，就是主我们神所招来的。
For the promise is for you and for your children.
因为这些应许是给你和你的孩子们的。
Covenant theology then identifies baptism less as a statement of faiththan as an assumption of identity, which is to say that infant baptism is a sign of covenantal inclusion.
所以神学家们有这样认为，洗礼更是一个对主耶稣基督大家庭的认同，第二层的意义就是向世人表征我们从此信耶稣基督是我们的救主。
The next question is, how is baptism to be performed?
下面的问题我们来讨论受洗的礼仪应该是怎样。
There are three forms of baptism used in Christian churches. Immersion, sprinkling water on the head, and pouring water on the head.
基督教会里有三种受洗的仪式，第一种就全人的进入，第二种点水礼在头上，第三种就是把水泼到头上。
When I was young, the Baptist convinced me that immersion was the only way to be baptized because that is the meaning of the Greek term baptizo.
我小时候浸信会的人就这样告诉我说，全人的进入是唯一的受洗方式，因为这个在希腊文 baptism 这个词就是说全人进入。
However, when I learned Greek, I found out that this was not true.
当我在神学院里学了希腊文之后，才发现这个字不是这个意思。
For instance, Luke chapter 11 verse 38 reads, the Pharisees were amazed to see that he or Jesus did not wash before the meal.
路加福音十一章三十八节这样说，法利赛人看到耶稣没有洗手就吃饭，很惊奇。
The Greek word which is translated to wash is a form of baptizo, to baptize, and literally means that they expected Jesus to baptize himself.
在这里希腊文所用的这个讲洗手这个词与洗礼是一个字，他们在希望耶稣在吃饭之前要全人的进入受洗吗？
The Pharisees certainly did not mean that he expected Jesus to take a bath.
当然不是。
Also Mark chapter 7 verse 4 readsAnd the Pharisees do not eat anything from the marketplace unless they baptize themselves or they wash themselves.
马可福音七章四节又写到，以色列法利赛人们他们从庭院里从外面的街市里回来之后，一定要先洗才吃饭。
The Pharisees washed their hands by placing them over a basin and having someone pour water over their hands. They did not immerse their hands in water.
他们怎么洗呢？他们是把手放在盆上面，然后由他的仆人倒水。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 50, Jesus says, I have a baptism with which to be baptized with, and what stress I am under until it is completed.
路加福音十二章五十节，耶稣这样说，我需要一个洗礼，就是被受洗，真的是很让我受拘束。
Here Jesus is using baptism as a metaphor for his death.
这里耶稣所说的洗礼是表征他叫受死。
The definition of baptism in Greek is to dip, to wash, to immerse.
真正在希腊文对这个受洗礼这个字的定义应该是蘸一下水，洗一下。或者浸一下。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 11, Paul writes, You were washed, you were made holy, you were made righteous in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
哥林多前书6章11节这样说，你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今奉主耶稣基督的名，并藉着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
Here baptism is referred to as a washing, and it is done in the name of Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of God.
在这里，洗礼意味着这样一个洗净，是在耶稣基督里被神的灵所洗净。
Those who argue that immersion is not the only form of baptism in the New Testament pointed to the difficulty of immersing 3,000 people in a single day on Pentecost, of immersing the people at Samaria, of immersing Paul in the desert area, of immersing the household of Cornelius, of the Philippian jailer, of Crispus, and the baptism of the Corinthian Christians.
许多圣经学者说，全人的进入并不是受洗的唯一方式。他们所举的例子就是耶稣，他们耶稣基督当时在一天之，使徒们在一天之内为3000人受洗。保罗在沙漠里被受洗，哥尼流的全家受洗，和一些别的人他们当时受洗时水的缺乏的状况。
And they also point out to the difficulty today of immersing people in many parts of the world.
就如今现在我们在很多地方将一个人全部浸到水下也是很困难的事情。
In the second and early third centuries, many Christians saw nothing wrong with either pouring or sprinkling.
在早二三世纪的时候，许多基督徒领袖们认为给人受点水礼或者将水倒在头上没有什么不对的。
Hippolytus of Rome said, If water is scarce, what as a constant condition or on occasion, then use whatever water is available.
罗马的一个叫 Hippolytus 这样一个使徒圣经学者他说，如果水缺乏，那就用所能够得到的水来洗礼吧。
Pope Pius I wrote that as Novatus was about to die, he received baptism in his bed where he lay by pouring.
哥林流神父这样说，当罗马前这个人将要临死的时候，在病床上受洗，你可以把水倒在他的头上。
And Cyprian advised that a person should not be disturbed because the sick are poured upon or sprinkled when they receive the Lord's grace.
Cyprian 还这样说，你们不应该将人因为 行了点水礼，就觉得他没有全部被受洗。
Tertullian describes baptism by saying that it is done with so great simplicity, without pomp, without any considerable novelty of preparation, and finally, without cost. A man is baptized in water, and amidst the utterance of some few words is sprinkled, and then rises again. Not much or not at all, the cleaner.
Tertullian 这样一个神学家，他说对受洗的仪式，他这样说：受洗应该是一个很简单的仪式，没有什么特别的准备，特殊的用具，就是将人在水里，站一下，然后声称自己信圣父、圣子、圣灵，并不是因为我们受了洗，我们就比别人更洁净了。
Tertullian did not consider baptism by immersion as the only valid form, since he says it is only sprinkling and this coming up from the water, which does not make you all that much cleaner.
Tertullian 他这个人也不觉得全人的进入是受洗的唯一方式，因为他说了浸一下水并不表示着我们比没有浸水的更洁净。
Then there is very early artistic evidence.
还有一个很早期的关于艺术性的表示。
Much of the earliest Christian artwork depict baptism, but not baptism by immersion.
早期很多基督徒的绘画，他的艺术作品，当他们表达洗礼的时候，都不是将全人再进入。
If the recipient of the sacrament is in a river, he is shown standing in the river while water is poured over his head from a cup or a shell.
相反，我们看到很多画面画出当人站在河里，然后有受洗者、施洗者。用一个杯子或是一个贝壳来把水浇在他们头上。
Tile mosaics in ancient churches and paintings in the catacombs depict baptism by pouring.
在很早期的教会，他们的壁画上面也画着因为泼水来进行洗礼的仪式。
Baptistries in the early centuries or in the cemeteries.Are clear witness to baptism by sprinkling.
早期教会他们的受洗地点就说明他们当时已经是在用泼水的仪式。
The earliest record of the early church indicate that the mode of baptism was not mentioned as immersion.
早期教会的文字记录也说着在那时他们的洗礼并不是全人进入。
Other archaeological evidence confirmed the same thing.
很多考古证据也支持这样的看法。
An early Christian baptistry was found in a church in Jesus' hometown of Nazareth. And yet this baptistry, which dates from about the 2nd century, was too smalland narrow in which to immerse a person.
在早期教会受洗的地点，考古学者们发现，是在耶稣基督他自己所出生的城市拿撒勒，但是这个受洗的地点是一个很窄小的一个地方，根本没有办法将人全然进入。
Many Bible scholars argue.That the main form of baptism in the early church was by pouring water on the person being baptized.
所以很多圣经学者认为，主要受洗的形式应该是将水倒在这个人头上。
Perhaps it's very important to consult a very early Christian document called the De Gaudete, or the Teaching of the Twelve Apostles. This document is dated between 90 to 100 AD, and it comes from Antioch of Syria, which is also the same location as the Gospel of Matthew, which is written about 85 to 95 AD.
我们在这里再参考一下早期的圣经文件，这个文件叫 Dicarch， 是十二使徒的教导。这个文字文件写于公元后90到100年，写于撒玛利亚的安提拉，也就是马可福音所写的那个地方。
For the first four centuries, it was the teaching of the 12 apostles was an important part of the Christian Bible, but it was finally rejected because no one could think of an apostle who could have written it.
这本书是当时很多基督徒们都在看的一个圣典，但是最终没有收入圣经，因为大家对他所描述的受洗的仪式有不同的看法。This
book writes on baptism. Concerning baptism, baptize in the following manner.
你们要叫这样来施洗。
Having first rehearsed these things, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit in running water.
首先要说我要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名施洗，然后用流动的水。
But if you do not have running water, baptize in other water.
如果你没有能够流动的水， 就用其他可以取代的水。
If you can't do it in cold water, then in warm.
如果没有冷水, 就用热水。
But if you have neither, just pour water 3 times on the head, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit.
但是只有,
Okay.
如果只有一点点水，就用那点。如果只有一点点水，就用那点点水点三次，说圣父、圣子、圣灵，奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名。
The Deacon case suggests that the best way to baptize is in running water, as in a river or a stream. But it allows for other forms of baptism.
这个看来早期十二使徒的教导是这样说，你们最好是在能够流动的水，或者在一条河里受洗，但是他也可以接受任何别的形式的洗礼。
The main point they make is that it should be done 3 times, once for the Father, once for the Son, and once for the Holy Spirit.
但最重要的，他强调一定要做点三次，就是一次为圣父，一次为圣子，一次为圣灵。This
seems to be the official position of the church at Antioch in around 80 AD.
看来这是早期公元后九十年代。 这时候基督徒们对受洗的主要看法。This
tradition is followed by the Eastern Orthodox Churches, the Roman Catholic Church, and most Protestant Churches.
这个传统在以后被东正教、罗马天主教和所有的新政改革教会都在使用。The
next question is baptism necessary for salvation?
下面我们问一个比较严肃的问题，洗礼是不是得救的必要条件？
Those who believe that baptism is necessary for salvation refer to Peter's words in Acts chapter 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, into the name of Jesus Christ, so that you, your sins may be forgiven, and that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那间认为洗礼是得救的必要条件，引的是彼得在《使徒行传》2:38所说的话。彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”Here
Peter is saying that baptism will bring about the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit.
这里彼得说，受洗就会
However, the connection between baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit is not so clearly tied together in other parts of the of Acts.
但是受洗这个仪式和受圣灵浇灌这两件事在使徒行传其他地方并没有很紧密的联系。
In Acts chapter 8, verses 12 to 17, the people of Samaria had been baptized, but they did not receive the Holy Spirit until Peter and John came to pray for them.
使徒行传8:12到17这样记述，在撒玛利亚的时候，他们被受洗了，但是没有被受圣灵。 没有被圣灵浇灌，只有当彼得和约翰到他们那里为他们祷告之后，他们才受了圣灵的浇灌。In
the story of Cornelius, in Acts 10:44-48, the Holy Spirit came upon Cornelius and the others, and after that, Peter baptized them.
在《使徒行传》10:44到48节也记录了哥尼流受洗的经过。那时圣灵已经浇灌了哥尼流和其当时周围的其他人，然后彼得才为他们施洗。Most
important is the call of Paul onto the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9 verses 1 to 19.
最重要的，我们来参考保罗在大马列路上的所发生的事情。
Paul was not baptized until 3 days after he became a Christian, after he was saved.
保罗在成为基督徒之后3天才受洗。
Paul reflects this viewpoint in his letters. First, there is conversion, and then there is baptism.
保罗记录这样的看法。他说，首先我们要归入，在心里立志归入基督，然后才有受洗的仪式。For
example, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius.
保罗在哥林多前书1:14节这样说， 感谢神，我并没有为你们几个人受洗。Now
when Paul says, I baptized none of you, he was not saying, I saved none of you.
当保罗说我没有为你们几个人受洗的时候，他不是在说我没有让你们几个人得救。In
fact, Paul is very proud that he started the Corinthian church, which means that he saved many people.
相反，保罗他为自己的成就很感到骄傲，就是他相信他已经使很多人得救了。However,
Paul did not baptize that many people because baptizing was not his calling.
但是保罗并没有为很多人施洗，因为施洗这件事不是他从神那里所领受的呼召。He
explains in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17, For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the good news.
他在哥林多前书1:17这样解释，基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音。Paul
was not downplaying the importance of baptism, but it was not his primary duty.
保罗不是在说受洗不重要，他只是说受洗不是他的主要的责任。
An interesting fact about the thief on the cross is he never got a chance to be baptized, but he was certainly saved.
还有一件就是让我们很有兴趣的事情，就是当耶稣钉十字架的时候，钉在他旁边的那个强盗，他并没有接受受洗，可是耶稣说，你从此就在幼乐园里同我同住了。
Therefore, baptism is a ritual. It's really not that necessary for salvation.
所以说，洗礼是一个仪式，它不是得救的必要条件。
But unless it is impossible to follow baptism, we should receive the baptism to proclaim our love and submission to God.
但是除非条件不允许，我们应该接受洗礼，以此来表达我们对神的爱和顺服。
Today, the true idea of the Trinity is maintained as the orthodox belief of the Christian Church.
现在我们都信三位一体的神。
Most churches today follow the example of the Didache and Matthew in baptizing them people, one into the name of Jesus, one into the name of the Father, and one into the name of the Holy Spirit.
现在还有很多的教会就是学当时使徒十二使徒的教导，说要洗三次。再奉圣父，一次为圣父，一次为圣子，一次为圣灵。
The early Christian churches, following the Didache, immersed the candidate three times, once for the Father, once for the Son, and once for the Holy Spirit. And they rightly claim that this tradition goes back to the apostolic times.
现在东正教还是这样将受洗的人讲点三次水，浸三次水，一次为圣父，一次为圣子，一次为圣灵。他们说这样的传统可以追溯到早期使徒年代。
The ritual, however, is not as important as the meaning.
但是我们应该相信，这个宗教的仪式并不比不是没有比它的意义更重要。
Baptism represents our entrance into the body of Christ and our common unity with Christ Jesus also represent that we now stand at the starting line of the Christian race for sanctification.
洗礼象征着我们从此进入耶稣基督的家庭，进入他的与他的生命连接。它还意味着我们现在站在了称圣的起跑线上，在十字架窄路上前行。
Jesus said, "Narrow is the way that leads to life, but few people found it."
就像耶稣说的，那通向永生的路是窄的，没有几个人找到。
So let all of us give thanks to our God and Savior Jesus Christ.For dying and rising again to free us from the bondage of sin, corruption, and death. Amen.
所以我们来谢谢耶稣基督为我们指出了这条窄路，他为我们受死，为我们复活，将我们从罪、堕落和死亡的捆绑中解脱出来。Amen.